great to come back to Florida to play a football game. Had a ton of family and friends here. But it's even better to be a part of the first win in Minnesota Vikings history down in Tampa.
Tell us about the last drive.
That was just one of those deals where we knew we had to go down and get some points some way, somehow. And the guys in the huddle, they believed in each other. The coaches have reminded us that, it's going to take four quarters. That's something that Coach Zimmer preached last night, that this game is going to take four quarters. And even though it went to overtime today, the guys continue to just focus in, play for one another. And that last drive, the guys just made big plays for this team.
Did your heart just kind of stop a little bit when the DB dropped the ball?
It did, but that's why they play defensive back. But, he made a great play on the ball, though. But, Coach Zimmer, he had a funny message about our bad luck running out, so we should have some good luck coming. I think that was some of our good luck right there. So, but our guys did a great job of competing all day. We had one-on-one matchups that we had to win today, and the guys did a great job.
How much does that help in your continued development and growth as a rookie quarterback, having that last-minute game-time drive?
That's a great question. It helps a lot. It shows what type of team you have, type of guys you're going to war with each and every Sunday. We know that games are going to be won in this league, and it's very tough to win. So we know that some games are going to come down to the last 2 minutes where you have to put together a drive to go win or kick the field goal to go to overtime like today. So it feels good. It's a momentum booster for me, but all we can do is continue to build off it.
Hey, how did the throw to Jennings for the touchdown stack up with the best ones you've made so far this year?
Well, I only have two. But it was just a great job of Greg winning the one-on-one matchup today. Coach North Turner, he just tells me, give our guys a chance. We have these guys, they're going to make plays for us. The offensive line did a great job of allowing me to have time to make that throw, and Greg did a great job of coming down with the catch.
Did the balance in that possession help when those guys came out and went Jared four straight times?
Yeah, it helped a lot. And, those big guys up front, like I said, we've been making improvements each and every week. And it was a tough game last week to win. I meant to lose the way we did, but we knew that today we wanted to win. And the guys, we fought hard, we made our improvements, and we were able to finish today. And those guys did a great job of allowing Jarek to just get in and out of those holes and make plays.
Can you tell us about some of the catches Cordell made? Because he really makes some great catches out there.
Oh, yes. That's why we call him Flash. he's one of those guys. He's going to make plays for this team. And we've been trying to find different ways to get him involved with the game plans. And we know that he's going to be targeted each and every week with our opponents that we're facing. So today it was just a great job of seeing him make those great catches for this team.
Chase Ford became a bigger part of the offense today. Did that just happen that way, or did you guys focus on that?
Well, Chase is a guy who's been working hard each and every week in practice. Chase, also Charles Johnson, two guys who've been able to just make plays for this team. They've been working hard each and every day in practice. They're great in their route running, great in their protections, and great in understanding this offense.
The deep ball in Charles, that was overthrown, he was open. Is that how much did it hurt when they didn't connect on that?
It hurts a little, but that's why you play this game. You have to forget one play and move on to the next. And you're going each and every game after looking at the tape. Once we get back tomorrow. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have that mindset that thought is going to come up where I wish I could have had that throwback. And you have those thoughts each and every week. But, those guys, like I said, we continue to just put those plays that we missed behind us and make plays for the team.
We obviously sacked 13 times in the previous 2 weeks, only once today. How good is the protection today?
It was very good. Those guys did a great job of winning those one-on-one matchups up front. Like you say, the sacks went down from 8 to 5 to 1 today, and just shows the improvements that we're making. Coach Zimmer, he's been on our guys up front, and it's also me. I play a role in those sacks also. So today those guys did a great job of allowing me to just sit back there and play football.
Teddy, after the completion of Chase on that last drive, did you guys think about trying to take a shot at the end zone?
We thought about it, but there was so much going on around the football that we just figured, hey, Coach Zimmer knows what's best for this team. We're going to let the clock run down and kick the field goal.
There was a play in the first half where you started rolling left. I think you had a receiver open deep. You threw it. It was underthrown. Was that did the ball slip, or did you not get anything into it? What happened on that play?
It was just a poor decision by me and a horrible throw. And I have to continue to cut down on those bad decisions and those bad throws and not hurt our defense, not hurt our team. So that was one of those deals where I could have just ran the ball, but And I tried to force it, tried to make a play, and luckily, like I said, we had that good luck on our side that our receiver was able to fight back into the ball and break it up.
But was it a bad decision, or was it just underthrown?
It was both. It was underthrown, and it was a bad decision because I say that I could have ran the ball and probably got a first down or something, and rather than putting our team at risk.
19-yard completion to Chase, it's helped set up the first field goal over the middle, a little bit behind him. Did you have to throw behind him
Yeah, I pretty much felt the defender coming into the passing lane, so I just put the ball where only our guy can catch it, and Chase is a big body. He's a guy who can make those crazy catches for us. So it was one of those deals where he just made a catch for us. Oh, yeah. Just anticipating the throw and having the feel for what the defense is doing. I think I was able to do that, and Chase made the catch. I don't really know how many people were here today.
I mean, supporting Teddy Bridgewater?
I can't even tell you. I've been so focused on just winning this game. We knew how important it was to come down here and win. And Coach Zimmer, he sent a message out after a Friday practice that, we're not going to see family. We're going to play a football game. We're going to win a football game. So that was my mindset coming to this game. I didn't even allow my family to come to the hotels to see me last night. I just got the message from Coach Zimmer and wanted to come out here and get this win.
On the touchdown pass, did you have a lot of time, or did you get hit right after you let go?
I think I got hit right after I let it go.
Did you feel the pressure?
Yeah, and that's where you have to feel it and still trust that your guy's going to be in the right place. And Greg has been huge on me, just telling me to trust it and feel it. Don't see it. Because I've been struggling lately with wanting to see guys open, wanting to see the passing lanes. And Greg Jennings, he and I, we talk about it every day, just about every day. And, he's on those group of receivers, and he's on me also. So it was one of those deals where I just had to trust it and not try to see it.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.